Okay, Dave.
All right, let me flip this off. Yes.
So, Scott, should we begin with a question or two you have, or do I have one?
I'm ready to start.
Okay, good.
If you could remember yours.
Yeah, I'll do mine later. I'll remember. Just a second. Okay, I'm ready.
All right.
Were you remembering?
No, I was expectorating.
Same thing.
Yeah. Yes.
Hack it back.
Yeah, hack it back.
For real.
we have a new version of hack it. That's a good meaning.
Yeah.
Pass on and hack it back.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to go, Dave. We've done, you know, what's interesting, we've done 21 hours with you before tonight. We now have done about an hour and a half, including the Bob Carr, but the Bob Carr session is going to be the 22nd hour.
In other words, the beginning of it starts the 22nd hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, and what was the 22...
Kabbalah and everything. 22 is big. I know, but
there was another 22. Well, maybe it was on the 22nd.
Yeah,
we did the last one, wasn't it?
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's last Monday. Yeah, September 22nd.
And I didn't even expectorate.
No. But I passed it on. But the thing is that we're now going to do at least another half hour, which will make a complete second hour, which will be the 23rd hour, which will be your birthday number. So, you know.
Yeah, as well as there's other significances to 23 that I forgot, but I'm sure you can check out. I think you even told me once yourself.
I think 23
is a Robert Anton Wilson and William Burroughs number. They made a lot out of it and popularized it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just really happy that we got all that on tape. Scott, did you check it in any form?
Yeah, I'm massaging it.
It's good. I mean, that was a pretty...
Just like television.
Yes. That was a pretty technical feat, you know. Me sitting here in the middle of these two speaking phones, it was funny.
Yeah.
But we pulled it off, and we'll see. We'll have a private conversation soon with you and Dave, you and Robert. You know, it won't be taped, but we'll have a private thing. And that'll be... for the Akashic Records, when you die, you can check this one out. That's coming up, right?
Well, I don't know whether I will, because I may be beyond thought.
That's right. You may not be. There may never be another David Wurster or his reincarnation.
Yeah, you remember that song that they used to sing? There may be other nights like this, the way there used to be. But there will never, ever be another you.
That was a deep mystical insight.
Well, it was one of the early songs that I got involved with in Hollywood days, and it was particularly with Jo Stafford, who recorded it, and she and Sinatra and Johnny Mercer set up Capitol Records, which was down the street from where I lived.
You didn't play that in Hawaii. That was Hollywood.
No, I don't think so. I think it was afterwards, because I remember she also sang it on the hit parade, and that was afterwards.
Right. Okay, so are we ready, Scott?
Sure, yeah.
I'll just sort of indicate what we did, and we're continuing.
All right.
You referenced the Gemini a couple times this week and before, Dave. Do you happen to know what sign Robert Carr is?
Well, he was born on the 29th, so I think he's Aquarius, isn't he? He's into Aquarius.
Yeah, January 29th, he's Aquarius.
And he is a good one, pretty much. I mean, of the Aquarius I knew, he's probably the highest one I ever knew that... Some of the others I knew had excellent qualities, but they seemed to have a little wishy-washy stuff, which I can't really say that about him. I think depends on what he had rising to. The rising sign sometimes embodies a certain element in the personality.
Mm-hmm.
Like I have Taurus rising, and I'm on the cusp of Taurus, so I've got the stick-to-itiveness, and they call it stubbornness, but it's...
Right. So Aquarius are wishy-washy? That's the main...
No, they aren't, but some of the ones that I knew happened to be little, and so I equated it to probably the water sign part of it, and, you know, yeah.
Well, I happen to be a Gemini. I just find it interesting that we...
You're a Gemini, too?
Yeah, I am.
So there's three of us are Geminis.
I might... What's a double Gemini? I heard you say double Gemini the other day.
Well, do you know what... Where were you born?
Santa Monica, California.
Santa Monica, California. That would be in the Western time zone. It's two time zones away from where I was born. What time of the day were you born?
Well, I know... Well, I'm not clear on all those details, although I have some knowledge about my chart. Like, for instance, I know I have Mercury in Gemini. I don't know if that is a double...
Well, that's its native sign.
Yeah.
Its native planet. Yeah, that would be... Now, see, I do, too. See, in my case, I have four planets in Aries. I think it's in the 11th house. And I have... and the main one is Mars. Mm-hmm. And it's nearly on the cusp of Taurus. And right inside Taurus is Venus that I have. So it's like I have Taurus and Venus almost conjunct, but one's in... one sign and the other sign, so it's like native, a native, and a Gemini, I have Mercury, and the next one is Cancer, and I have Moon. So all four of those signs have their native planets with them, as well as nearly conjunct Mars and Venus, as well as four planets in Aries makes it strong. So I have, when I read my horoscope in the newspaper, I have to read Aries, Taurus, and Gemini, and for good measure,
the
next, yes.
So what
because
you...
it varies. In other words, when there's a strong aspect, then that's the way it is that day. And if it's another strong aspect, it's the way it is that. So, as I read through, and sometimes they have great similarities anyway, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
So what, you mean all the different signs seem similar?
Yeah, now if you have any idea when you were born...
Well, I can tell you roughly. I think it was like, it was in the morning. It was some between 5 and 7, 8. I have it written down somewhere, but I just don't
sounds
remember.
Sounds like a Gemini to me for the West Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, because mine was Taurus at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Which would be in the mountain time zone would be the next, which would be... the next, trying to see. Now, wait a minute. Do they move forward or back on that? But at any rate, I think if you were born in around that time, it's very likely that you were Gemini, because Taurus on the West Coast would have been 2 hours, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, I've had top astrologers look at my chart. I am a Gemini. There's no question about it. I'm Gemini.
A double Gemini.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I have the Mercury in Gemini. Is that what defines a double Gemini?
Well, whatever's coming, the constellation that's coming over the horizon when you're born.
That would be the rising sign?
Yes.
For me, that was Cancer.
Okay, then it was a little bit later, one move over.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're a Gemini with Cancer rising.
Right. So if it was a Gemini with Gemini rising, then is that what defines a double Gemini?
That would be a double.
Okay.
Well, I mean, a Gemini starts with being double anyway. Now, Bob, when were you born? What was your rising sign?
I don't know. I never had any astrology done on me.
Yeah, but if you could check to the, for... You never had any?
No, no.
Hmm.
Carolyn had a lot of stuff, and I listened to tapes. She's had all kinds of different interesting astrologers. I've listened to her readings, but I just assume I'm all signs and don't focus on it.
No, you wouldn't do that unless you were Pisces.
Which is what, yeah, Carolyn says that.
Pisces is all signs.
That's right. Carolyn, she's at the end of the cycle, so she carries them all.
Yeah, and with Pisces, they play round robin. It's like, at one time I was talking to somebody in California. I said, yes, the only time that I really had a very good love life with a Pisces is when I had 11 other ones too. Because they were all moving from sign to sign to sign, and then they...
Who said that, you or somebody?
I did,
else?
Yeah. I think I was on stage or something, and...
Right.
Being facetious.
But let's start the taping.
You haven't started yet?
Well, the Akashic Records got it.
Yeah, well.
I want to. Okay, let's
start your motors.
Yeah, let's.